Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
Best days that I have always seem to start and end with you. One of the great things about having a great life, I am pleased to tell you that the best days are the ones that begin with a laugh and end with a laugh. If you can do that, then you're doing A-OK. The rest of the stuff, all I think you can deal with everything and anything. If you can end your day with a laugh and start your day with a laugh, pretty much you can get all over anything that's going on in your life. That would be my read on it. A couple of notes. What do we call these, program notes? Listener notes.
Program reminder.
Sure.
Yeah.
Program reminder. Mark McGrath, who is on Celebrity Wife Swap, he was in the band Sugar Ray. What are you laughing at?
Jennifer's got a little crush on Mark.
No, that was Roberta that was laughing. Actually, Mark McGrath and I shared a moment.
Really?
A moment.
Yes, and I'm going to have to see. I'm sure he remembers. Wife swap me.
Wife swap.
I'll swap you my cat for Mark McGrath.
Let's see if we can arrange that.
They should do that celebrity cat swap.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then at the bottom of the hour.
Celebrity cow swap.
Roberta,
at the bottom of the hour.
We'll be going nuts because Bruce Springsteen's guitar player, Steven Van Zandt, will be here.
Yes,
Silvio.
Russian.
Silvio from the Sopranos.
All right, so that's what's going on this hour. Plus, we have our discussions of items that we individually have come across in our lives and our research that intrigue us. Therefore, we think they will intrigue you. I believe we're starting with Jennifer in story time today. Is that right?
Okay. And I'm going to give you, let me just give you a little a behind-the-scenes note that everybody can hear.
Uh-huh.
Get ready to do your T-Gen live read after I'm done.
Okay.
Oh,
are you ready?
Okay.
Have that standing by.
Got it standing by,
right.
Yes.
Don't know if you guys heard any of that. Hopefully not. All right. So, you know, not that any of you, Rich Doug, I'm sure you'll never suffer from this, but you guys know the guy down the street. He seems kind of grumpy, you know, maybe you might have called him grumpy old man, you know, something like that.
Was there a movie like that?
Yes. There was a movie.
Several of them, in fact, yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Many men get irritable. They pack on the pounds. They might suffer from reduced boom chicka boom boom drive as they get older. But there's a new study out of Sydney by a sex health doctor named Michael Lowy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that this could actually be a androgen deficiency, or what he's calling grumpy old man syndrome.
Cool.
Low testosterone apparently is to blame for this. It's where older men lose muscle tone. They can be depressed. They don't feel so good. We tend to miss the symptoms. As a medical doctor, you miss those because we just say to them, you're old. Well, he feels like you can actually fix this. You don't have to just get that your old excuse. That's why you're not feeling good. There is a cure for grumpy old man syndrome. He said if you check with your doctors, you can actually start taking steps to prevent an androgen deficiency. So there is hope. If you know the grumpy old man down the street, you might want to say, hey, sir, let's get you to the doctor for a little checkup on the old androgen levels.
Yeah, as long as you don't
feel good?
As long as you don't ride bikes competitively, I guess you're okay in that department.
Yeah, well, there you go. But this actually occurs in men after age 30. So even the grumpy old men, you can be 34 and be a grumpy old man, apparently, if you have a significant drop in your androgen levels.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that great? I thought what was cool about this story is that so often, and you know, you guys know that I love older people, and we were talking about, you know, know, we've talked about this all week about, you know, the lady in the Bakersfield rest home who didn't get the help she needed. We had a guest on this week who talked about how you provide care for your aging parents. Well, I think a lot of times you go to doctors and they don't pay attention to you because they just assume this is something
you're old
and so they pass you through.
Right.
And so I think this is a really cool study because it says, hey, buddy, I'm not old. This is what's going on, you know, and fix me. I don't want to be a grumpy old man who's got a few pounds around the midsection and can't do the
All right, I'm going to help
jumbo.
You. I have a bit of a story.
Can't hang up your hat anymore.
Yeah. Right.
All right. There's a story. There's another story that may relate to this that I'll get to in a moment, as a matter of fact, so stand by for that. But as Jennifer suggested, if you're losing it, then perhaps you don't want to be a stat, a number. There are many men who have gone beyond the manliness crisis onto a better second half of their lives. They have discovered what I discovered, actually, and pass it along to you, a product called T-Gen. If you have testosterone lack, 200, 300 year count, it ought to be 600, 700, and it starts again when you're Richie's age, as was the suggestion from Jennifer.
Thanks making me look forward to that.
Well, I mean, but you don't have to have the problem.
30. Rich.
Yeah. There is a way to deal with this, improving your performance, your body functions, muscle mass, all that good stuff. That's the job of T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Things that you're talking about, women are talking about them, men are talking about them. How about we fix it with one phone call? 800-631-6443. Order T-Gen now, and you get two bottles of Nitro Boost. So the T-Gen comes in one bottle, and the Nitro Boost comes in another bottle. I'm not sure I made that clear over the months we've been discussing this. You take T-Gen, you take Nitro Boost, it raises your free testosterone, and the nitric oxide gets the blood to every little capillary in your body. So everything is functioning much, much better. And again, this has been tested. It's all natural. Nothing but good comes from taking T-Gen with Nitro Boost. And here's how you get it again, 800-631-6443. You'll be supercharged, increasing your abilities in so many different ways. Good for your brain and your body. T-Gen with Nitro Boost. Get a couple of free bottles of Nitro Boost. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-631-6443.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands, like Fluke. Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
Almost done with the hors d'oeuvres. Souffles are ready. Hey, Flo, how are those cupcakes coming? Putting sprinkles on the last one now? Great. Hey, I thought we had another tray of the red velvet. Have you seen it? Me? What? Why would you? There's frosting on my face, isn't there? Yeah.
Ensuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Doug and Rich and Jennifer and Roberta. We're going to meet Mark McGrath in a few minutes. And then Stephen Van Zandt working on a project that will excite lots of people in my neck of the woods. Meanwhile, we're talking basically in a generic sense, listening to what Jennifer just had to say, but also thinking about the themes of the week and maybe the themes in your life, longevity, health, well-being, and most often, as usual, the focus is on our body and not on our mind. So there's an email that's floating around now, and I wonder how many of you have got it. I've gotten it three or four times. The email basically, according to those who send it around, is aimed at you proving to yourself whether you have Alzheimer's or whether Alzheimer's will be a problem for you. And so for those of you, it's called the Brain Study. If you can read it out loud, you have a strong mind. And the proof, these people say, is if you can get through the whole thing, read it and understand it, and then you don't have to worry about Alzheimer's, dementia, or anything like that. And so you pass it on with yes in the subject line. So if you've gotten an email, how many of you have gotten an email that has yes in the subject line?
Not yet.
So I will, it's kind of weird, but it's really interesting. And rather than me read it to you, it's a combination of letters and numbers. But when you read them, you get the message as if you were reading, you were using your mind to translate sort of the letters into, it's another one of these things, if you do Sudoku or whatever that is, your crossword puzzles, any of the things that are aimed at expanding your mind, the older you get, the more of these things you need to do, because as silly as it seems, it's hard to imagine your brain is a muscle. You can, we talk about TGen with nitroboost and how you get the blood to the muscles, and when you're exercising them, it gives them more, it gives the workout more value because you're getting bigger and you're getting stronger. Well, this is a way to keep your mind bigger and stronger. And there are all sorts of ways of doing it. And so when you see this, it's pretty impressive to actually, I've looked at this three or four times. It's taken me that long to get the first line. But once you get the first line, you can sort of work your way through it. So what I'm going to do is send it to all of you. And actually, well, I don't know if we can paste it. I don't know if we can put it up on the website, Richie, but I'll pass this along. The phenomenal power of the human mind, according to the research at Cambridge University, is one of the lines in here. But nothing is written in a way, it almost looks like Gaelic, if you know what I mean. A lot of the letters are misplaced and turned around, and the point of the exercise is that if you can read it and make sense out of it, comprehend it, then your mind is really in good shape. So, but I think I've seen it enough so that I know it has to be making the rounds, and I'm sort of surprised that you guys haven't gotten it yet, because I would have thought most of your friends, it would come from somebody who's intelligent. So maybe none of you have intelligent friends.
No, that's why you haven't sent it to me yet.
I'm going to send it to you right now.
Oh, therefore proving your intelligence, right?
Yes, right, exactly. Okay. Well, I am superior. That's why they do call this the Doug Steffen.
That's right.
They, whoever they are, the Doug Good Day program, 21 past the hour. Good day.
Your freedom. freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Everywhere I go, people stop and they say, 25 years old, my mother, God bless her soul.
Lord mercy.
I just wanna fly.
I want you warm.
Put your arms around me, baby. Put your arms around me, baby.
Hi, so for those of you who are not familiar with the sounds of Sugar Ray, Jennifer will give you the complete resume on them.
The resume, the resume? Resume.
Yeah, you're
getting
Sugar the resume.
Sugar Ray's great. Oh, my gosh. One of my favorites.
Really?
That's yeah.
It? That's a whole deal?
Well, I told you during the break, Mark McGrath is here with us. Hi, Mark.
Off the Charles Banana Hearts. How
are
you guys doing?
Hi. So, Mark, now, I was telling the guys off the air, the gang off the air, that you and I shared a moment, and I think it's really cool that you went and got married and went on Celebrity Wife Swap just so you could come here and rekindle our moment.
That's exactly what happened, in that order, you know?
I know.
You touched me greatly, and you're in my heart and soul, like Rod Stewart said.
So this was years ago at a cable show. There was like a cable convention. Do you love that? Cable convention in Los Angeles at the Mayan. At the Mayan, I think? Yeah. And you were performing, and Lou Bega opened for you. That shows you it was a little while ago.
Oh, my God.
And you said, across the room, you said, what are you drinking? And I said, vodka cranberry. You said, that's my favorite drink. Yeah, that was our moment, Mark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Vodka and cranberry, I was definitely there, that's for sure.
I know. I'm telling you, I know. I have your signature to prove it.
I think Mary Lou Henner is about to jump in here to remember the day and time.
It was a beautiful moment.
Good. Oh, that was a good one. Hey,
you
said Chumbawamba was on that show, too? Oh, my God.
You know,
I try
to not tub thump anymore. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh.
So I got one question.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Just a second. Let's kind of figure this out here. Mark McGrath, who's probably best known as the front man for Sugar Ray, which is a big band from the 90s. That's why Jen is tuned into it. And his wife, Karen, are parents of two-year-old twins. And they
even had babies to get back to me, Mark? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you know, I do unconventionally. Yeah, trust me.
All right. But you're in this Celebrity Wife Shop thing. You're giving your wife to Coolio?
Are you crazy?
How are you doing that?
What's going on with you?
Come on. First of all, it's time for her to go to work and the kids. You know, I'm tired of this nonsense. You know, I'm supporting my family, and what a perfect vehicle to do that in, you know? You know, we're such fans of Wife. I don't know if you've ever seen Wife Swap. Not to digress, but it's a great show. I love the show, and we've always watched it. And then, like, you know, I get these phone calls out of nowhere. Hey, Mark, you want to be on The Office? Hey, Mark, you want to be on Wife Swap? And, you know, it's this weird thing. I'm a fan of these shows. I'm like, yeah, it sounds cool. And, you know, 2 months later, I'm doing a Wife Swap with Coolio, who's not really heavily Coolio's wife, and someone forgot to tell Coolio that, you know, hitting on the other person's wife is not part of the rules of Wife Swap.
Not cool. You know, it was funny. I was actually just watching over the weekend my DVR with Kendra and Kate Gosselin, and
yeah.
I was thinking, you know, does this show ruin lives? Has there ever been a case where, like, one of the wives decides, hey, I might want to stay here instead?
Yeah, were you ever afraid that your wife might want to leave you for Coolio?
Yes, absolutely. And B, you know, it's funny you say that because I asked the producers that, you know, because I'm sitting around the house or shooting for 20 hours. I go, has someone ever gotten together with another in a wife swap? They said it's happened a few times.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
I don't know if it's a wife swap show. Look, you have a bottle of wine, you're nervous, and people are people, and things happen, man. So there's been some messes they've had to clean up that you didn't see on TV.
Wow.
That's kind of cool.
Messes.
You know, if Coolio didn't hit on my wife, I'd be disappointed. You know, I kind of look at it that way, so.
Really?
So how was it living with Coolio's significant other then?
Yeah, did he just go out and pick up a girl for this show, or is this somebody that you've been with for a while?
I don't know whether to laugh or cry when you say that.
Celebrity first date swap. I like it.
Oh, you know, when you walk in and Coolio's quote wife doesn't know his real name, there might be something going on behind that, you know? She's great. I mean, the thing about Mimi is she's an amazing human being. I mean, she's been on her own since she's been like 12. She's an exotic dancer, so she deals with me and guys that you're currently working with in that booth right there on a regular basis. So she took no mess, you know what I'm saying?
I don't think I've run across her yet.
Yeah, no, you know, the first thing I said to her when I met her, I go, have we met before? Because I mean, she works in Vegas, and I surely had my fun in the 90s, you know what I'm saying? But she was great. I mean, you know, and she's really had to be tough and come up strong. And I actually learned a lot from Mimi. She had a lot of great parenting skills. And nothing like having a mirror turned on your parenting skills in front of national TV. That's going to be a lot of fun.
One wonders, never mind the problem with your wife, but the children after they're exposed to all of this stuff. How much involvement are the children in the wife swap?
Well, as much as possible. You know, like I said, it's time to work and, you know, stop complaining and contribute to this household.
Were they calling Coolio daddy for a week?
Unfortunately, you know, my wife went to Coolio's house, so I didn't see Coolio to the end. You know, you kind of get together at the end and do kind of a roundtable thing.
Kids here is a little questionable if they go to Coolio's house.
It was interesting. There's a lot of interesting dynamics going on Coolio's side, apparently. I haven't seen it because, like I said, I wasn't there. But from what I'm told, you know, it's an unconventional household, to say the least. But she's an awesome mom. She really is. She's raising three kids basically on her own, and she had a lot of great parenting advice. I honestly attest to that.
Celebrity Wife Swap, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock on ABC.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do you do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
Uh-huh, all food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to...
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day rolls right along, celebrating its 25th year.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day.
Three
out of
the hour.
Roberta Fasanelli, you're so funny.
Yeah, you're so funny.
I'm so funny. I'm so funny.
Drama queen. We made her the queen of sheep, and she's also funny. The queen of drama. Stephen Van Zandt is connected to a number of musical entrepreneurial advancements and exciting things, and he's going to be
Silvio from The Sopranos. Hopefully we get out of this and we don't get whacked, Doug.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, so Stephen Van Zandt is going to join us in a few moments. You've heard me talk about crowdsourcing and crowdfunding a lot. It being a revolutionary internet phenomenon, it allows crowdfunding, allows groups of like-minded people to activate and work together to solve problems, some that previously may have seemed insolvable. I happen to be working on one of these right now. I'm really thankful I found crowdfunding. Here's another example. Did you know that 1 in 5 of those who suffer with anorexia die as a result of malnutrition? 1 in 5, many are children. Did you know that those who are suffering can now visit something that's been created out of crowdfunding? DawningVisions.com. DawningVisions, D-A-W-N-I-N-G, Visions, V-I-S-I-O-N-S.com /save kids. At that site, you'll learn more about the revolutionary work of Suzanne Kellner Zink. She's a hypnotherapist and an activist who's turning to the Internet to marshal support for families of children who suffer from anorexia or bulimia. It's a wonderful thing. There's two messages here, one of them having to do with us paying attention to those who have that problem, and another is how this particular organization found support through crowdfunding and now can get the message out to many people who otherwise would not have been able to get that message. I suggest you join Suzanne Kellner's Inc. at donningvisions.com/savekids. That's donningvisions.com.
Discover card.
Yes, hello, good sir. I'm what you might call a food connoisseur, and I'm curious. Is it true I can get 5% cash back right now at restaurants?
That's right, every time you dine.
Ooh, I do like just about everything from duck confit
to corn dog cone ketchup.
All food should be served on a stick.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Get 5% cash back and up to $1,500 in purchases at restaurants now through March. Sign up for 5% and get more details at discover.com.
With over a million products, Granger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like Fluke, Granger has an enormous selection of Fluke testing tools, including the VTO2 visual thermometer, a breakthrough in temperature measurement, the brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. Buy your supplies smarter. Call, visit a branch, or click Granger.com/Fluke today. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where do you learn so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
If you have gout and think a few attacks a year are all you have to worry about, think again. Fact is, gout can attack silently, even between flares. You may not feel it, but gout's root cause, high uric acid, can allow crystals to continuously form and build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. Get more information at goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
A lower healthy level. Good Day program, Stephen Van Zandt will join us in a moment. There's a story at DougStephan.com today that brings me around to wondering what if. And so I would ask that of you, if you're looking for a job, what are you using for tools? Is the Twitter connection that you have going to eliminate your need for a resume? I earlier suggested that we might want to have Jennifer's resume on the air. Paper resumes. How many people still have them? Richie?
My wife handed me a floppy disk the other day and wanted me to retrieve her resume. That's how long it's been since she was in the workplace taking care of our kids.
God bless her. Even have a floppy reader?
My and goodness. She says, can you take this to work and get me my resume off of this? I'm like, no.
No. We're going to have to find somewhere else to put that
you
thing.
You can use it as a coaster, so no. I do not. I haven't. I've been here for 15 years. What do I need a resume for?
Another 15-year outreach. But
although, yeah, it's definitely a good idea, no matter what your situation is, to keep it updated, and I haven't.
Roberta, you got a resume?
Well, you know, if you want to go to any auditions or anything, you need your headshot, and you need a paper resume stapled to the back of the headshot. They still do it that way.
I know they do.
It's kind of archaic, but yes, so you still do. You know, depending on the line of work you're in, yeah, you do need a paper resume. So, yes, I do have one.
What about you, Jen?
Yes, I do, and it's really weird because I really have never used one. But I do have one because people, when they want to give you awards and stuff, which I've gotten a few of, they want to see it. And so last year when I was the Radio Rising Star, they gave me, I had to turn them in a resume. Weird,
so,
huh?
A paper one.
There's a phenomenon going on. Employers refusing some new hires are not getting hired using traditional resumes. People that are running some of these companies, they don't want in-person interviews. They want an applicant to post on Twitter, and then they check their Twitter posts out, Richie, to know or figure out what it is that they do with their time. It's known in some circles as Twitter views. The ability to sell yourself in 140 characters or less, that's the trend. So our poll today at DougStephan.com, what's the main reason you use social media? A, keeping up with friends and family. B, keeping up with celebrities. C, maintaining an online professional presence. D, all of the above. E, I rarely ever use social media. Would you use or have you been required to use social media to get a job? This guy doesn't need social media. Everybody knows who Steve Van Zandt is. He has a long resume.
And he is on Twitter, though, Dougie.
He is on Twitter.
Yes, he is, sir.
All right. So did he tweet that he was going to be on the Good Day program?
We helped him out.
Did you really? Hey, if I'm going to plug you, the least you can
do
is plug me, Stephen.
I'm sure it was just an
oversight. That's right. Stephen, just tell him your idea of plugging you is putting a 9 in your chest from your Sopranos days, right?
And Lillehammer, too. Don't forget Lillehammer.
You have several fans here from the Bruce Springsteen connection and from there are three. Richie from Sopranos, Roberta from Springsteen, and me from your connection to Felix Cavalieri, with whom I am a patron.
Well, now you make it seem like I don't like him, Doug.
I didn't say I don't like him. You don't have a connection to him. The rest of us have a connection to him. Maybe you can be a part of Little Steven's Underground Garage.
That's an awesome show.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Right.
So you have all these different things going on. Did you, as a youngster growing up, have a feel for talent? Did you realize that you were in music? Maybe you had a little acting in your gut. What was there that you were thinking as a kid growing up you were going to be?
I was just another young kid trying to get laid, you know.
That's why you went into music, right?
Yeah, and that's when I found out, you know what, the girls still like the sports guys. You know, they really didn't like the rock and roll guys. I mean, they liked the Beatles and the Stones and those British guys. They were attractive, but, you know, local guys, once they became rockers, they were just freaks.
What the heck is attractive? You look at pictures of the Rolling Stones, I can't imagine anybody thinking that they were attractive.
They did well.
The British Invasion, those guys did very well, believe me.
Yes.
But it didn't translate locally. You know, the local girls still wanted the football players. So,
really?
You know, I did not, I ended up being a rock and roller just because I could not, well, I was not capable of doing anything else.
Let's just,
you know, so that's the truth.
I want to know how old you are.
I'm old. I'm ageless.
The reason I'm asking is because this thing that you are producing, The Rascals' Once Upon a Dream, would require that you have I would think that the connection with Felix Cavalieri and Eddie Brigati, Dino Danelli also, these guys that were The Rascals. When I was a kid, this is how old I am, they were the Young Rascals.
That's right.
So I want to know if
Ride's a rascal.
the connection was they were the first rock and roll band I ever saw.
Really?
Oh, wow.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Where did you see them?
I was 14 years old. I saw them at the Keyport Rollerdrome, which is like a roller skating rink in Keyport, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And they were amazing. We kind of adopted them as a Jersey band, even though only two of the guys were actually from Jersey. We found out later. But it turns out, you know, Bruce Springsteen was also at that same show. I was just about to meet him, and we would become friends soon after that. But it was both the first rock and roll show probably both of us ever saw. And the influence of that blue-eyed soul, they were the first white guys really playing black music. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of one generation closer to the source than even the British Invasion guys, of course. You know, the Beatles and Stones were doing the same thing. But because of their interpretation of it, you know, being from England, it was not quite the same as these guys who were actually, you know.
But this guy, this group, this is a happy sound. The Rascals had a happy, happy, happy sound, which was more indicative of the music of that era anyway. So you and I are compatriots. We grew up around this stuff. And now you listen. I mean, Bruce's music is happy, but there's a lesson. There wasn't much lesson music around when we were kids. It was just happy stuff. Once in a while, you know.
But People Gotta Be Free became an anthem of the civil rights movement.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
There is that element even in the Rascals' music. They were reflecting the times and the events of those days, including the Vietnam War and everything else. So we kind of have that all captured in this show, rather than just playing music, which they do wonderfully. They're still a fantastic concert band, and people are going to see them for the first time in 40 years in the original, you know, the original guys. But we're also throwing in their entire biography on this gigantic screen behind them.
So
it turns out to be more than just a concert, and I think it's going to really surprise people how emotional
it is. It's a retrospective, right, as well as a concert.
Sorry?
It's a retrospective as well as a concert.
Well, yeah, it's their career. It's a story, you know, it's a biography of their lives and the history of the band. And you also get the history of the 60s at the same time, because they did happen simultaneously.
Oh, how fun.
So it's really a fun show. It's very emotional, actually. And beautifully created visually by Mark Brickman, who one of the greatest in the world. He does Pink Floyd and Roger Waters and Paul McCartney, and so he's one of the great staging guys in all of rock. And we've never had a show this big with this big a screen.
See, that's the thing. Yeah.
In the theater.
That's really what I think is going to bring people in. You and your wife involved in this. She is as much of a music fan as are you. What's her story?
Yeah, very much so. You know, again, we're both 60s people, and we it was her idea to reunite them 3 years ago for a benefit where we were both honored at the Christian Ann Carr benefit for cancer. People have been throwing money at them for decades, and they just turned everything down. But they decided to get together once we asked them for this benefit.
Is that partially, Stephen, because, you know, you not only being a musician but a fan of music and rock and roll and a great historian of it? I mean, obviously, Little Stephen's Underground Garage show is just proof of that. Is it partially because they know the appreciation and what you could bring to a reunion with them?
Well, I think at first it was just out of respect, as you suggest. I mean, they were respectful because of my history and what I'm doing with the radio show. You know, we're now in 180 countries with that radio show.
Wow.
You know, yeah, and then from there, I sort of said, you know what, why don't we try to keep this together, but do it in a whole new way? And they were, I think, attracted to the idea of creating something, a brand new art form, which is what this is.
Right.
I mean, hopefully you can get to the show and see it.
I would like to. I'm going to make sure that I get to it. It's going to start, the run begins on April 15th. Why only 15 performances?
Well, we wanted to just do a limited engagement. We have a couple more weeks on hold if we need them, but then we're starting to book around the country. I want to get the group around the country so people can see them.
All right, so maybe I don't have to go to New York. You can come to Boston.
Well, eventually, eventually, I'm hoping so. You know, that remains to be seen. So right now, Broadway is the only place you can see them. But we're hoping to get it around the country for sure. Yeah.
All right, Stephen Van Zandt, the creator of The Rascals, Once Upon a Dream. Congratulations and thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Here with one of his regular visits, a sort of house call, if you will, on the Doug Good Day program with the latest from the journals of science and medicine, the acknowledgement that former Surgeon General C. Everett Koop died this week at the age of 96. He was a character, Ken.
I was a student at the University of Pennsylvania School of Medicine, and he was a great professor in surgery in the pediatric department, and we knew how great he was. We shared him with the rest of the world. Former U.S. Surgeon General C. Everett Koop, Doug, whose anti-smoking campaign and outspoken controversial positions on such things as abortion, AIDS, and drugs just elevated this obscure post, and no one knew what it was. Now we all know about this position to one of national influence. He died at his home humbly in Hanover, New Hampshire, this past Monday. He was 96 years old. He was a great guy.
All right. Also, news that people have been talking about this past week, and I wonder sometimes, I guess because And we've just been through Heart Health Month, and there's been a lot of focus on strokes and the things that go with your profession. Dr. Ken Kronos is an eminent cardiologist in Florida. So when you see what seems to be hype about the Mediterranean diet, for heaven's sakes, we've known this for years.
This is wonderful news. It's a diet that is desirable. It's easy to maintain. I like eating it. This is out of the New England Journal of Medicine. You eat this diet, you know you're feeling better. The Mediterranean diet, simply fruits, vegetables, nuts, and olive oil. Moderate levels of fish and poultry. It helps prevent stroke in this study. Those on olive oil-rich Mediterranean diets, Doug, they had a 33% lower stroke risk, while those eating a Mediterranean diet with extra nuts had a whopping 46% lower risk of stroke. And this was compared to those on a good diet, those told to eat the low-fat diet, which doctors tell our patients all the time about.
All right. Also, a study suggesting that babies that come out of women who are too heavy have a problem from the get-go.
Of great concern. This is out of the fetal and neonatal edition of the Archives of General Disease of Childhood this week, that infants born to obese women, Doug, they typically have thickening of a key heart vessel that seems to be tied to their mom's excess weight. The walls of this major heart vessel, the aorta, are already thicker in these babies than is seen in babies born to normal weight moms, and the thickening occurs regardless of how much the infant weighed at birth. So, mom, if you're obese, you're already starting the early track on its way to the number one killer of Americans, atherosclerosis, hardening of the arteries.
All right, maybe a sign of the times or a sign of things to come. Dr. Ken practices in the Orlando area of Florida. The state apparently is running out of doctors.
This is a little concerning. There's a growing shortage of doctors, especially specialists, available to provide medical care. And if the Florida legislature, Doug, goes along with Governor Rick Scott's recommendation to offer Medicaid coverage to an additional 1 million Floridians as a part of the Affordable Care Act that takes effect next January, fondly referred to as Obamacare, the Florida Medical Association, FMA, says the shortage will only get worse.
Fondly? By whom? Sorry. And not fondly by me and probably you either. Anybody else has got any common sense? All right, so let's finish off with this discussion of these mental disorders that seem, according to the study, to share genetic links.
This is fascinating. This is revolutionary. This is out of the Lancet Medical Journal this week. Researchers have found that people with autism, ADHD, bipolar disorder, major depressive disorder, and schizophrenia, they may not be all that different on the genetic level. This is the largest genetic study of mental illness to date. It finds five major disorders may not look much alike, but they do share some genetic-based risk. And this surprising discovery, it comes in the quest to unravel what causes psychiatric disorders and how to better diagnose and treat them.
Hi, gentlemen. What happens to you and your better half when you don't get enough rest, enough sleep? Groggy, snappy, tired? Dr. Ken has a fix for that problem.
Exactly. Interrupted sleep, it can even contribute to weight gain and lowered immune system, Doug. But if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate, then listen up. This PT9 is the new prostate formula. It's from Chamonix, a wonderful company. It's revolutionary in every way. Unlike other products on the market, PT9, it contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients that help with the prostate and all its annoying symptoms and help maintain healthy testosterone levels. That's a true home run for your health. And you'll love what it does to your love life.
All right, better sleep, better intimacy, better mood. 800-811-6931 for PT9. 800-811-6931. Get a free bottle with your order when you mention Dr. Ken. 800-811-6931. PT9. Get better rest. Ladies, call that number now.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron Break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.